Right, y'all. I just want to take a quick second to talk about our sponsor, Sunbasket. I don't know if you know this about me, but I am not a big fan of grocery shopping or meal planning or anything that goes along with any of that. But I do very much care about eating healthy. But when you don't like to grocery shop or plan meals, it is really hard to cook healthy dinners for your family. And that's where Sunbasket comes in. They're a team of dietitians and chefs that design wholesome, nutritious, and delicious meal kits delivered to your door. Each week, you can choose from a brand new selection of quick and easy meal kit recipes with a wide variety of dietary options, plus dozens of snacks, salads, breakfast items, and more. And you can pick and choose from recipe options like vegetarian, Mediterranean, carb conscious, the list goes on. We just had orzo bowls with broccoli, sun-dried tomatoes, and pea stew, and it was delicious. My kids even liked them. I can't speak to Sunbasket more. I love them. Thanks to Sunbasket's commitments to clean ingredients and organic fresh produce, there's no easier way to eat your very, very best. You just have to go to sunbasket.com/queerfam today to save $120 across your first four deliveries. That's sunbasket.com/queerfam to save $120, y'all, across your first four deliveries, plus free shipping on your first order. Go do that. Get some healthy food. There you go. This episode is sponsored by Feather Snack. Okay, hold on, y'all. I have to tell you about something that my wife got us into and that my whole family is loving now. Brace yourselves. It's the Feather Snap Scout Smart Bird Feeder. Yes, I said bird feeder. This thing is so cool, and it offers a brand new way to connect with nature and learn about the birds right in your own backyard. Or, if you're like us, living in New York City, it's in your friend's backyard in the country, and you get to use the app connected to it to learn all the stuff. It's got this high-resolution camera that connects to an app, so you can check out a live stream from your feeder. You can take photos and videos of the birds that visit. You can ID the species using expert-trained AI, and you can earn badges along the way. You can even, y'all, learn fun facts about hundreds of species. For example, did you know that American crows can recognize and remember people's faces? And they can even teach their young who's a friend and who's a foe? I know that now. Did you? Seriously, the Feather Snap Feeder is entertaining, it's educational, and it's just a whole bunch of fun for the whole family. Check them out today at feathersnapcam.com. That's feathersnapcam.com. This episode is brought to you by Modern Fertility, Tushy, and KiwiCo. Thank you for making our show a possibility.
Welcome to If These Ovaries Could Talk. I'm Jamie.
I'm Robin.
And we're your hosts.
We sure are.
Love is love if you don't have to make a family by taking a traditional ride. If these ovaries could talk, you would say.
How do I get the sperm through custom?
I am a lesbian.
So gay.
We need to tell our story.
It's not your nuclear family anymore. It's not just your mom and dad thing.
We're not ruining little humans.
Not for the gay reason. Just because we
stay. Hi everyone. Hello.
Hello.
Oh my God, happy Monday. Back, Jamie. We're back.
Happy Monday.
Happy Monday.
Listen, we got this very cool email from a listener, and she told us about this study, the U.S. National Longitudinal Lesbian Family Study. That's a mouthful. And it was published this summer. Mm-hmm. She probably sent it to us this summer, Jamie, but this is, you know, this is our time frame for how we get to things.
There's only two of us plus a phantom Helen. So thank you for being patient.
Helen is on. She has a lot of personal days. So we're just getting to this now. But Jamie, tell everybody about this study.
Well, this was a really dense little study that we just read.
Sure was.
That basically what the study is saying is that children conceived by lesbians using donor sperm, all kinds of donor sperm, open and not open, showed psychological stability similar to the population at large.
Jamie,
which means we're all the same.
We ain't screwing them up.
We're not. The kids are all right. The kids
and it was cool, too, because they were
right.
Talking about known donors versus unknown donors. It didn't matter. They were all stable, just as stable as every other kid out there, which is, you know, sort of stable. Mm-hmm.
And also, in spite, and I'm just going to read this part because I didn't even know there was adoption literature that stated this. So I'm just going to read this. In spite of adoption literature suggesting that the impossibility of accessing one's own genetic origins likely result in identity problems and behavioral maladjustment. I didn't even know that there was literature suggesting that if you don't know your own genetics, you could have identity problems and behavioral maladjustments.
I feel like we've heard people say that, though. I've never heard people say that there's a break that they, you know, that there's like part of their heritage. I mean, but that's maybe we haven't heard it said with such big words.
But I've never, worried about it for the kids. And I'm just happy now that this study has come out and said, no, that's wrong.
Yeah.
Because this study watched children from the ages of 10 to 25 over the course of 15 years and came to the conclusion that everybody's fine.
That the kids are all right.
Kids are all right.
And that I'm sure that in a medical journal, it just says the conclusion is the kids are all right.
Kids are all right.
And yes, we did mean a reference to that movie. Yes. I love when we see stuff like that because it just, to me, it just like, it says all of our instincts are correct, which is give a kid a loving home. You know, it doesn't matter. Like I was thinking this weekend about one of my good family friends, Janet, we call her Annie Janny. She takes Maxine every time we go to the Cape to visit my friend Heather. She takes Maxine shopping for clothes. And listen, Maxine has two moms, but we're not good at that. Like, you know, we wear horrible T-shirts and like and it doesn't matter that she's got a mom. She's even got an extra mom. But that's not something that either one of us provide to her.
You don't bring that to the table anyway.
Yeah. And so we have someone else who does it. And, you know, when we get to my son and certain things, that's what we're going to do, too. Like there's going to be people who will be able to talk to him about stuff that we can't.
Takes but, a village.
You know, that's what a good parent does is you bring in what you lack.
You so bring it's like, what you need.
Yeah. And that's what
Zach Walls said.
Yeah.
That's what he said. I loved what he said about how a family friend taught him how to shave.
His best friend's father. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And then he said something like his mom almost didn't wear makeup.
Yeah. He was like, they couldn't teach his sister to put on makeup, but she found it elsewhere. For God's sakes, my daughter can watch all the YouTube she wants to put makeup on. She's not going to come to me for that.
Yeah.
Jamie, let's talk about our latest Patreon member, Steph Kraus, and how thankful we are that she joined our community.
Thanks for coming in, Steph Kraus. We thank you so much. And if you want to help us make content for LGBTQ families, you can join our Patreon community as well and do just that.
Yep.
You're going to do a good thing and you're going to get bonus content. Oh, listen. And at the gestational carrier level, you'll get video interviews of most episodes and those are dropped a day early. So you would have already heard this amazing episode yesterday.
Mm-hmm. Head over to patreon.com/ovariestalk and you can join us there.
Yes. All right. Who are we talking to, Robin?
Nikki Levy. She is the host. Oof. She is a powerhouse producer, host of her own podcast called Don't Tell My Mother, which tomorrow, Tuesday, we're on her podcast as well. We're doing like a whole little podcast swap. She's so good. And she's like in the process of getting ready to try and freezing eggs and talking about this. And she started off single and now she's got a wife. And it's like, this is a good one.
This is a good one. And it's a story that's going to resonate with many of you, I think.
Let's get right to it.
Helen,
We were doing so well for a while, Helen. We were doing really, really well.
And we're giving you that space, Helen, but we need you to do your job. Please, hit play.
I love how now we're talking to her like she's one of our kids.
Hello, Nikki.
Hi, Nikki.
Good morning. It's very early here in LA.
Well, we're so excited you're here and you're a pro host creator of Don't Tell My Mother, which is amazing.
Don't Tell My Mother, DTMM. It's really fun. It's a really fun podcast. I've been listening.
Oh, thank you.
I wish I could have seen it live.
You know, so like as a little context, yes, we did it live. It started live 10 years ago. Isn't that crazy? A decade ago. And celebrities tell true stories they wouldn't want their moms to know. Well, it started as not celebrities. It started as just like really brilliant writers that I would work with in my job, you know, making TV and movies. And then I realized writers are like the worst storytellers. And this is horrible to say, but like they could tell a story about rescuing, you know, 10 babies from a burning building and you'll tweeze your pubes out one by one. And then it became like, okay, it's really about like the performance of it. And so then it became honestly well-known actors. Yeah.
By the way, Jamie, that is our second podcast episode with reference to pubes. Only our second. The other one, Stacey and Chin on the live show.
Oh, well, she referenced her pubes a lot. Yeah. I mean, like, she never stops talking about her gray old pubes.
We have a podcast about babies, and only twice has someone mentioned pubes. I think that's interesting.
Okay. I didn't know we were taking a tally, but,
genuinely, I don't talk about pubes. I don't like pubes.
Speaking of pubes, my daughter just came to me when she got home from school yesterday and was like, Mom, so-and-so has hair on her vagina. I was like, what?
You were like, how do you know this? That's my first question.
Well, they tell each other everything. They're seven, they really but do. Isn't that young?
Oh my God, we're already so wildly off track.
Anyway, all right. Okay.
We're going to the elevator pitch.
Robin's going to scare you and put up a timer, but we're never going to cut you off, Nikki.
But it's that other person who puts up the timer. It's not Robin.
Oh, it's Helen.
Oh, it's Helen.
Yeah. Helen, get the timer.
Okay.
Why did you have to use Helen's voice?
I don't know. I screwed it up. I used Helen's voice for me. I screwed it up. And now everybody knows Helen's fake. All right. On your mark.
Helen's real.
Get set. Thank you. Go.
All right, guys. I was in my mid-30s. I was in a terrible relationship with a woman with two kids. I knew I wanted to have my own kids. I knew I wouldn't be with her. And I knew I wanted to put it off. So basically, I decided to freeze eggs, had a low egg reserve, had to freeze embryos, found sperm, fell in love with the guy. Not for real, just on paper. Froze them, have seven frozen embryos, met my wife, and now we're going to pop them in the oven 22 seconds.
Oh, boom.
I love that you said the 22 seconds, too. Are you competitive, Nikki?
I like a challenge.
I mean, you did very well.
Let's
you did very
dig
well.
In on this bad relationship and eggs.
Oh, God.
And
oh, Jesus.
Also the children.
You know what happens when you're 35. Mm-hmm. I felt like everyone else was, not only were they getting married or were married, but now they were like, you know, a lot of them were like having children. And I was single, honestly. And it was a horrible feeling. And I hate that we as women get this way. And I think that 30 years old, that 35 year old little cutoff sucks.
Yeah.
And it's like self-imposed.
It's that stupid time frame of like when your eggs are going to get dusty.
That, and that's right. That's right. And then I literally have been told, oh, at 35, you know, your eggs jump off a cliff like a lemming, you know? And mm-hmm. So I met someone on, you know, an app, and look, I really liked her. I actually don't want to say anything bad about her. The sex was great. She's a good person. And we absolutely should not have dated.
Yeah.
Truly.
I get why.
Why? Because our values were so different. So different. Like, she had kids. I think she wanted someone who was going to, actually, I know she wanted someone who was going to be home for dinner at 6 o'clock and really jump in and almost be like the other parent right away. And as much as I always wanted children, and I did, you know, I really did. I live in LA. I work in Hollywood. I'm out. I mean, not now because of COVID, but like, before COVID, I'm out four nights a week. And especially at 35, by the way, I was out four nights a week, like dinners, screenings, events. And I don't mean to say this to be like glamorous. It's not even glamorous. It's honestly work. It's mm-hmm. work.
It's work.
Mm-hmm. And it's not like I wanted to go out all those times, but it's work. And you start getting into that thing. And so to be home for someone at 6 o'clock and honestly to jump into someone's existing family is not in my DNA. It's not. It's truly just not.
Yeah, like
at all.
You wanted kids, but you hadn't had the whole preparation to actually, you know, get yourself ready to have kids in that lifestyle change. Because it's big. It's a big lifestyle change.
It is. And I did want that getting married and having kids. But I've learned in my life, I don't know about you guys, and I would love to know, but like I've learned that my gut is always right. And when I ignore it, I'm always wrong.
We talk about that all the time.
Okay.
Same.
From the very beginning, I just knew. You know, good person would make a wonderful wife or partner to somebody else. So when I say it's a terrible relationship, just for me, it wasn't right.
Yeah.
I want someone who focuses on their career. I want someone who loves to travel. You know, mm-hmm. I want someone who calms me down. I have all those things, by the way, in Scarlett, you know, my wife now. I also, like, if we're going to, like, therapize it, you know, this, I'm telling you, it's 9 o'clock or 9:30 in LA, which is very early, very, very early for me. I'm not a morning person.
Uh-oh, get ready,
but like,
Nikki.
I'm like an anxious Jew from New York. And, you know, I've been in therapy my whole life. And like, I have an anxious attachment. My parents fought my whole life. They had a really bad marriage. I basically played like the wife to my dad and the husband to my mom. And it was yucky. And I am anxious a lot. I really am. And I was always like, you know, is someone going to leave me? This is like the, you know, right? The thing is going to end. The person's going to leave. And she also was like that. So two anxious people.
Oh, bad.
It's so bad. And honestly, so that's when I say it was terrible. I mean, it was like, it was just a constant stomach ache.
Yeah.
And I don't even think at this age I could handle that anymore. I don't know how I handled it back then.
Mm. Okay, folks at home, if any of your plans include trying for kids, there is an easy way to learn more about your body while you think ahead. The Modern Fertility Hormone Test is a simple at-home finger prick. Jamie is nodding her head voraciously at this. It unlocks tons of insights into your reproductive health, from egg count to menopause, timing, to possible outcomes for egg freezing or IVF. I mean, hello, all the good things to know if you have kids in your future.
Correcto mundo. And yes, I've been nodding my head. And all you have to do is prick your finger. You mail it in with a prepaid label and you'll get your personalized results within 10 days.
I mean, traditional testing, Jamie, with your doctor, you might know this, it can cost over $1,000.
Yes.
But Modern Fertility gets you that same info at $159. And that's a fraction of the price if you're not good at math.
It sure is.
And if you go to modernfertility.com, Jamie, I'm not even done, /OCT, you're going to get $20 off your test.
Also, Robin, if you have an HSA or a FSA, you can put those dollars toward Modern Fertility. You'll get insights into your hormone levels, how many eggs you have, and other important fertility factors. The results go deep into what every hormone means. And you can also talk, guys, one-on-one with a fertility nurse to review your results and options for your next steps.
So if you want kids, you know, today or maybe one day in the future, clinically sound info about your body can help you make the decision that's right for you.
And right now, Modern Fertility is offering our listeners $20 off the test when you go to modernfertility.com/OCT. That means your test will cost $139 instead of the several hundred or even thousand plus dollars it could cost at a doctor's office.
Come on, people, get $20 off your fertility test when you go to modernfertility.com/OCT.
modernfertility.com/OCT.
When were you like, oh, I better freeze some eggs? Like, when did, like...
Yeah, so it was like a year or two into dating her. Mm-hmm. And I knew the relationship was going to end, but I was too chicken shit to end it because I was afraid of being alone again. And I went to the doctor and they were like, oh, freeze your eggs. And at first I'm like, I thought it was like very LA because I didn't know. I didn't know. And I was like, oh, this is, you know, such an LA weird thing. And then, you know, it's like, oh, my mom, you know, freezes brisket from 12 years ago and serves it to us on Passover. Like, this has to be kind of legit. And I started looking into it and talking to people. And it turned out this is
brisket,
like,
eggs.
This is a thing. Yeah. I mean, you know, so I went to a doctor and I found out that my egg reserve was low, which I guess to me, it means like the chance of me like freezing eggs and it working, I guess, may not be worth the money.
Yeah. Right. You might not get anything.
Yeah. So she said, what's the percentage that you'd want to find a man, you know, and use his sperm? And I was like, very low, like very low, you know, like,
wait, break
high.
That down. What do you mean? What do you mean? What was she saying?
So she was trying to roundabout say to me, is there a chance you would ever find a guy and want to get pregnant with him and his sperm? Because if not, you should freeze embryos.
Right, right. Gotcha.
And there was like probably a 25% chance I could find a nice guy. There was a 25% chance, but there's a 75% chance that I would want to find a nice girl.
Right. Well, yeah.
Jamie's like, obviously, if that's an option.
That's better.
So she said, then I would freeze embryos and not eggs. And at the time, I'll be really honest, my mother's a chemist, but I was horrible at math and science. And I actually like had to really understand what an embryo was. And I didn't understand the difference. And, you know, I've come to realize it is like, you know, you get the like egg from a woman and the sperm from a cryobank. And then like you shake it up like a margarita and that's your embryo. So I was in a relationship with this woman, but I did the whole thing alone, which
did she know you were doing it?
100% she knew. And
but
I
you were like, these are my eggs. This is me.
Yeah, but I wasn't nearly as upfront as I should have been. Mm. Like I was young and dumb, you know, and then I guess full of cum, but later. But I just wasn't upfront. Let me just be honest. I should have gotten out of the relationship.
Yeah.
And then just decided to do this separately, but I didn't. I kind of like half acted like we're doing it together. But absolutely I did it alone. You know what I mean?
Did you give her input in choosing the sperm?
I acted like I wanted her input, and then I did what I wanted to do.
Interesting. I mean, she had to see the writing on the wall with all this.
Oh, yeah. 100% she did.
But did she think that I mean, like, did she genuinely think that you guys were going to create a baby together?
No, no. Because okay. afterwards, when we broke up, she was like, and you made a baby by yourself. I was like, okay.
You're just like, things, fair enough.
Just things lesbians yell at each other. That's all.
I believe that's when she threw the key into my house and hit me. She, like, threw the key. And you made a baby by yourself. And it's like, yeah, check. You know what? That is correct. So I acted like I gave her input, but I think we both absolutely knew that I was doing this on my own. We both knew the relationship was over as much as we didn't say it. And I went to a cryo bank, and I had no idea this was all online. I mean, I was like, it was like buying Zappos shoes. Like, you're just like, beep, 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 beep.
I know, it's kind of amazing.
It's so crazy. Amazing. I thought like you would page through like a binder, like in the 90s with haircuts. Like, oh, bangs, you know, oh,
I think they used to.
Frosty tips.
That's how it was. Like, I think Judy Gold did that. Remember, she said they had to go to the sperm bank and they looked through binders.
Yeah.
Well, it was crazy.
Then
I was
she told me to shut the fuck up because I was like, what? She told me to shut the fuck up.
I love her. She was on my podcast, too. I love her so much. Well, that's what I assumed it would be, by the way. But I'm sitting in my dining room, my rent stabilized apartment in West Hollywood alone, just like click. So, of course, I wanted like a Jewish guy, right? Because I'm Jewish and it's important to me to raise Jewish kids. But I also wanted someone like 5'8 or above. So basically the Jews were like nixed out of this equation. there was like two Jews and like, are they, aren't they? I don't know. So I was like, hey, this isn't going to work. So then I came across a guy and I just knew I wanted someone kind and smart. Because I'm not like, I mean, I'm cute, but I'm not like, I'm not a model. You know what I mean? Like, I'm not a model. Like, I don't, like,
who
I'm not going to have a model child.
None of us are. None of us
are. I just want a smart, intelligent child because if you're smart and intelligent, you could, you know, get a good haircut and some expensive clothes. You know what I'm saying? I don't need a fucking trainer.
Money can make anyone beautiful.
Looks fade.
Right.
It's so true. And that's the thing. Other people were like, not then, because I was the only one doing this then. But now it's like people, you know, like, oh, yeah, he's a trainer. And I'm thinking, like, I don't want to train. I don't want my kid to grow up to be a trainer. No offense, but like I said, I was Jewish. Like, be a fucking accountant, be a doctor, be a lawyer, you know? So I came across this guy. I loved him. It said he rescued 4,000 baby sea turtles in Costa Rica. He was an accountant. He was studying to be a lawyer. Someone's going to be like, I also have this sperm. I've never talked about it this much, by the way. And his parents were, his dad was a dentist. I'm just like, I love this person. He's so smart. And I got to hear his voice and I got to read his writing. And that was so sexy. I'm like, oh my God, he's so brilliant. And his pictures were so cute.
And so I wanted to ask, did you pay attention to the pictures at all? Because like 100%. For me, it mattered. The looks did matter.
But he wasn't like, but it's the guys that said he looked like were, I'm not going to say who they were because then it's really going to give it away because it says it in the profile.
Celebrity lookalike. Oh, I know.
Yes, I love the celebrity lookalike.
The celebrity lookalike was... You don't want this as your celebrity lookalike. But the kid pictures were cute. The kid pictures were cute. He has a big forehead.
It's so funny because they
a really big forehead.
They added the celebrity lookalike after we got the sperm for my first kid. And we went back and looked at it. And I was like, oh, all right.
This kid just looked thoughtful. And I liked thoughtful. And like, I don't care that he looks like this weird forehead dude. I don't know.
All right. So you got big forehead guy.
And I was told very clearly that. Because I really had a low egg reserve that they didn't know how many embryos, if any, I would get.
Yeah.
The other thing is I was out of work at the time.
How old were you?
I was 37. And
that's aggressive to be doing this while you're out of work.
I guess, to be honest, it you're right, because I actually treated it like a full... I was on unemployment. I treated it like a full-time job. I had so much time... Well, and I couldn't afford it because at the time, and we could totally talk about this or not, but at the time, insurance covered absolutely zilch.
Yeah.
Nothing.
Still, it's still pretty much the same in many cases.
Yep.
Nothing.
Sadly.
And that's the thing, right? Because the egg thing was going to cost me $12,000, 11 or 12, and the embryo was going to cost $24,000.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So... Obviously, I didn't have that kind of money, especially being out of work.
And then you have to freeze them and store them.
Exactly. Yep. Yep. You're right. That's not even the full, that's not even the all-in cost. That's below the line. So,
that's below the line.
So I started to look for ways to fund my fertility journey, and I found out that the Jewish free loan so there's something in LA called the Jewish Free Loan Association, which I knew because I was in an improv class with a guy who worked at the Jewish Free Loan Association.
And everything the happens loan, for a reason.
They give you loans and you pay them back, but it's interest free. I knew someone who did it for a small business. You know, they were launching their business and I looked into them and I'm like, can I get a Jewish free loan? Like I'm making babies, like I'm making Jewish children, like nothing is more deserving of a loan. So it turned out, guys, they had a fertility loan.
Oh, my God.
Called Fight for Fertility, F-E-I-T. It was the Fight family. And let me just say this. They had never given a loan. It had never been to a lesbian looking to do this. It had always been given to couples.
Yeah.
So I applied for the Fight loan. I applied for a $13,000 loan, which I think is the most you could get. And I had to fill out tons of paperwork and explain why. And these people at the Jewish Free Loan Association could not have been more wonderful. And I literally had to go to Wilshire Boulevard, like the famous Wilshire Boulevard, which is where the building was, it's part of the Jewish Federation, and pick up my loan. And it said, L'chaim. And I'm like, L'chaim indeed, motherfunders. The Jews came through.
Motherfunders.
Oh my God, motherfunders.
So I got $13,000. Isn't that
interest-free? That's amazing.
Interest-free. And it took, and they let me pay it back for like 4 years.
Oh, that's so wonderful.
Wow.
So it's fully paid off now.
You know, Jamie, I can't talk about all this like making a baby stuff without thinking back to that sweet time with a newborn. I mean, you remember those days?
Oh, yeah. A lot of cuddling, a lot of watching baby sleep, a little bit of boredom. A little bit, not going to lie, a little bit of boredom.
Yeah, that too. I used to Google activities to do with small babies just to liven things up a bit.
Yeah, well, guess what? Now new parents don't have to because of the Panda Crate box from KiwiCo.
Oh, right. True. I love this. Panda Crate, for those people that don't know, it's a subscription box filled with research-backed and playful activities designed especially for babies and toddlers.
Yeah, with a Panda Crate subscription from KiwiCo, your baby receives a new crate filled with 2 months' worth of products and content every other month. So whether you have a brand new newborn or a toddler, the Panda Crate helps your baby's brain develop, have fun, and keep you from cruising your phone.
I'm telling you, the video that my friend Paige sent over to me, we posted it on social about her 6-month exploring the Panda Crate box. It was adorable. I mean, that smile on that baby's face. Now I know this is a gift that I'm giving to new moms from now on. I mean, talk about a perfect baby shower gift, right?
Oh, that's a good idea. That's a great idea. Especially because, did you know this? There's no commitment. You can pause or cancel your subscription at any time.
Amazing.
I know. And what new mother really, honestly, has time to go to the store? None.
None.
This box comes straight to your door. Ooh, I also love that they send science-backed products that support child-led play and encourage open-ended exploration. This box makes your babies smarter.
I mean, you heard it here, folks.
Yeah, you did.
Build a foundation for early learning with Panda Crate from KiwiCo. And you are going to get 50% off your first month plus free shipping if you use the code OCT at KiwiCo.com.
That's 50% off your first month at KiwiCo.com. Promo code OCT. I mean, it just goes to show, like, look everywhere you possibly can. You never know. There might be something
everywhere
out there that can help. It's hard, though. It's hard work.
Well, and then the other thing was there's two different I love to do this shit. So there's two different medications that the doctor could have given, right? Like two different pharmaceutical brands. Mm-hmm. Well, I found out through my doctor, by the way, that there was a way you could apply for like a reduced rate, like a, I don't know, like a discount.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So I applied to both. And one gave me 25%. And the other, I don't remember. So the one that gave me 25%, I called them back and I said, I've heard great things about your medication. The other company I applied to gave me 50% off. If you can match it, I would way prefer to go with you. Nobody gave me 50%.
Oh my God, you're amazing.
They gave me 50. They were so, I mean, what am I going to do? I'm literally on like EDD.ca. Like I'm truly on unemployment, which at the time was about $400 a week.
Yeah.
And they were so I'm sure I, you know, explained. I was very honest about the situation. Like, I want to make these embryos and I, you know, I'm not working right now and I'm single and I, you know, I want to make this happen and I don't have this kind of money. And they did. They gave me 50% off, which, by the way, was still like $3,000 or $4,000 that I had to pay.
Yeah.
It was not like nothing, but it was as opposed to like $6,000.
Wow.
What I love, too, is like, yeah, you're like doing all these things like, and all people can say is no. Like there's a real power in that.
Scary thing to do, though. It's a scary thing to do. Like, you went out on a limb there and tried something. I would be really scared to do that. I appreciate it. Yeah.
I kind of had nothing to lose, to be totally honest with you. I had no job. I had nothing else to focus on. I felt like this was my job. I absolutely, without a doubt, knew I wanted to do this. And I had to figure it out, actually. Really.
Yeah.
And then that was it. And I went in and I used this wonderful donor who I still love. And I have no idea who he is, but I just think he's wonderful. I've named him Brian, by the way, for no reason. And I just think Brian sounds sweet. And my doctor went in and I got 11 fertilized eggs. And then I got 7 embryos.
Amazing. Wow. That's a lot. Yeah.
That's a good number.
I did not test them because I didn't have the extra money to do it. Sure. In hindsight,
it's expensive.
I wish I tested them.
Yeah.
Because it's come up now so much, like, are they tested? We don't know. And it's like, no, I didn't test them. I wish I could have pulled that money out of my butt somehow, because I wish I did. After all that money that I spent, I wish I did that extra step, and I'm kicking myself. But I also was like, I'm already out now $24,000. I have to pay back the $13,000 note. Like, you know, it just felt like an extra thing that I didn't think was needed at the time.
Yeah. And you just want to get them on ice. You just want to, you did it. I want to get them on ice.
100%.
Yeah. And how many years ago was this?
Guess about 5 or so.
Okay.
4 or 5.
How long until like you meet Scarlett? Scarlett's your current partner.
So yeah, she's my wife. So so obviously me and that other person break up. She throws the key and screams about the baby. And by the way, let me just say this, which is that doing this, I did it all publicly on Facebook because I don't know. I just felt like, I don't know. I felt proud of myself for doing it. I guess I felt proud of myself. And then you'd have people like, jumping into my DMs. There was no DMs. There was not Instagram then, but like, or I didn't use it, but like trying to tell me about all the difficulties they had and wanting to give me advice or their thoughts. And honestly, I was so tunnel vision that I did not want to hear it. I didn't want to hear anything negative. I was determined for this to work. And I was just like, I was like, thank you so much. I'm good. If I need anything, I'll let you know. And then all these people, what other people start to say, I don't know if you've heard this, but like, you know, so when are you going to do it? When are you going to get pregnant? And it's like, bitch, if I knew when I was going to get pregnant, would I have just
would
spent
I be
like
using them?
Yeah, $25,000. No, I would not.
But now everybody's up in your business now because you put it out there and everybody wants to know.
And you're right.
And we hear a lot from people that they get unsolicited advice or like people forwarding articles like, oh, don't do this or watch out for this and someone might steal your baby or all these things. And everyone always says, like, yeah, I don't want that. Like, I don't want you to rain on my baby making parade.
I know. And I think people get excited like for you and they get nervous for you and they want to share their stuff. But it's like to some degree, and I'm a little in my head today in general, but I do kind of agree. Like, also, I'm on progesterone right now, so I'm very emotional. But like, I do believe
if we can get you crying.
I could cry, to be honest. But like, I do believe the phrase, the universe agrees with a made up mind.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's a good one.
I've never heard that. That's good.
My mind was made up and I don't need to hear what you have to say. And I don't mean this obnoxiously. And you're right. I did it publicly. People could say whatever they want. But I wasn't open to that feedback. I wasn't. Right. I didn't need it. I didn't want it. I had a lot of people to go to for help. Like, my doctor was great. But I had a path and a track. And that's just the way it's going to be. And oh, and they also... It's funny. The other thing people would say was like, oh, so would you do it by yourself? And in my mind, I really wanted a partner. Mm-hmm. You know, that's why I tried to make it work with that other person. I wanted a partner. I always wanted to get married. And so I didn't even want to enter. Even that someone asking me that question kind of upset me because it wasn't even something I wanted to think about. Like,
yeah,
I know people who are single moms by choice. But that's just not what I wanted. And I was like, why are you putting your fears on me? You know? So I knew I would meet someone, but the kind of the whole point of like doing this was I was putting so much pressure on myself the first time to like meet a wife and get married and have kids that like I knew I was going to go out into the dating world. I didn't want this to be an extra burden on my shoulders. Like, I wanted to be able to look for someone who was good for me without this ticking clock.
Yeah. This takes the pressure off.
Yeah.
Makes you like a guy. Mm-hmm. You can just wait.
That's hilarious. Right? That's awesome.
So you bought yourself some time.
I totally bought myself time. And I feel like I had like the Michael Phelps of sperm. And I love him. I love Brian.
And how did we meet Scarlett?
I met Scarlett on a dating app. And I was her first date out of like an 8-year relationship. And I talked to her driving home from Passover dinner. We talked on the phone, and I just remember, like, her, she was just a calming, like, her voice was calming. And our first date, like, oh, she's cute. And on the second date, I have seven frozen embryos, which she calls, like, the seven dwarves.
Seven dwarves.
And my friends were like, don't tell anyone about the embryos right away. Like, you're going to scare people off. And I was like, okay, I'll wait, you know? And then I was like, I don't know. We had a beer, and I'm like, so I have these seven embryos. And she's like, huh, okay. Like, I don't know. It just came out. And then I guess that was cool with her because she, I guess, always wanted kids too.
And was she the same age as you? Is there an age
She's
difference?
7 years younger than me.
Oh.
Yes.
Oh.
Yes. And I didn't tell you that, did I?
No, that's also interesting.
Is it?
It changes things a little bit because these embryos might not be your last chance either.
Jamie.
Don't put that. I got you. Don't put that out there.
Like, obviously you want this to happen. Like, that's really well covered. Like, I don't know. In addition to that, would she want to have a baby too? Like, once this baby happens? I mean, I know this is way down the road.
A little
but
more
like,
confusing than this because, can I share something with you?
Yes. Oh, my God.
So, a year ago, obviously, deep in the pandemic, right? We decided we were going to do it. And I actually was like, I don't know if I want to do this anymore.
Mm.
And by do it, you mean put the eggs inside you?
I mean have kids.
Oh, wow.
Because I was just very depressed during part of this pandemic, especially last summer, by the way, when I was like, what is going on? And, you know, I work in television, right? Like everything is, you know, projects I thought were going to go, big projects I thought were going to go with big stars that I was excited about and I'd be shooting and I'd be this thing. Oh, and then my don't tell my mother. I mean, that's my heart. I couldn't do live shows anymore. And, you know, as someone who performs for a living and probably, honestly, my greatest creative joy is like getting up on stage, working with people on their stories, telling stories, having a crowd of hundreds of people getting together, feeling community. I hadn't been able to do a show since the February. So the month before COVID. And here it is the summer, and I was depressed, guys. Like, I was depressed in a way I hadn't been in a long time, and it sucked. And I was like, why are we bringing kids into this? You know, we were having, you know, these incredibly important protests about racism and police brutality here in LA. I was going to the protests. I'm like, why am I bringing a kid into this shit show of a world? And I'm sorry to be, like, negative, but it really honestly was a question I had, like, what the fuck?
Real. It's a real question.
And we put it off. And so then I feel like I didn't answer your question, but I will just say at the beginning, I was like, oh, about that. Scarlett doesn't want to carry. She has no desire to carry.
No interest.
No desire at all. Not at all.
What about using her eggs and you carrying them?
Well, I guess it just felt like I've spent all this money on my embryos. Why are we going to?
After you have your successful first child.
I see what you're saying.
That's in the universe. That has already happened. We're making that happen.
Guys, I feel like, I don't want to exactly say my age, but like you can extrapolate from the timeline I've given you. I don't think that's a good idea. Like, I don't want to be pregnant in my mid-40s. You know what I mean? Because I think I'll have this kid, right? Because, well, to jump ahead, I'm trying to get pregnant, but you know, so let's say we wait 3 years. I don't want to get pregnant in my mid-40s. Like, I don't, I just don't want to.
Yeah.
It's hard right now. Mm-hmm. It is hard. I had like an absolute like meltdown last night.
Yeah, I get it. Ugh. Going through this fertility process is really taxing and it can be really hard and it's emotional as fuck.
So emotional and so expensive. And so we went back to the doctor to, I finally was like, okay, we'll do this. But I did it begrudgingly. Like, I just felt like she wants kids so badly. I've always wanted them, but right now I don't. But I feel like the clock is ticking once again. Jesus, with the clock.
God dang
so
clock.
So I feel like there was like months of like prepping my body with the vitamins and the this and random tests that I had to get. And, you know, just like stuff that like, you know, it's like when you're straight. Oh, you know, you have sex, you can get pregnant, whatever. But when you're a queer person, they check things you didn't even know needed to be checked.
Okay, Robin, let me ask you a question, okay? If you got poop on any other part of your body besides your butt, would you just wipe it off?
No.
No. No, you'd wash it. Stop wiping and start washing with Tushy, y'all. The modern bidet that attaches directly to your toilet.
Wow, we're going there. Okay.
We are.
I need to say I'm a new fan of the butt washing with Tushy.
Yeah.
I wasn't fully on board at first, but you were talking about it, and now I have been enlightened to its merits. I got one. I thought wiping was just fine, but my eyes have been open. Poops can be messy. They really can, and my whole family is converted now, and we have a squeaky clean butts, Jamie.
I'm so happy for your squeaky clean butts.
Me
and I'm
too.
Glad that you've come over to the bright side.
Yeah.
And I also didn't need that mental image, but I am very happy for your family. Mine is too. Pristine. All our butts are pristine, thanks to Tushy, the modern bidet that attaches directly to your toilet in under 10 minutes.
And did you know, Jamie, now that I'm a convert, I want to tell you that washing with water is less irritating and more soothing for your butthole. Also, using a Tushy bidet reduces your toilet paper use by 80%, which saves you money. It's
true.
Eco-friendly, it's stylish, mm-hmm. and there's no electricity or plumbing needed. Come on.
Listen, you don't need to sell me on this.
It's true, I don't.
Did you also know that Tushy has a full product line to help make the restroom the best room, including a Tushy Ottoman, the sleekest toilet stool designed to help you poop at 100%, 100% of the 100% time.
100% efficacy. Go ahead.
Rated number one by the Wirecutter. A new Tushy brush they have, the Ooh. Only toilet brush with disposable scrubbing pads so you can use a clean brush every time, and more. They have more.
Ooh.
And I need that brush.
I mean, who doesn't? Listen, people, start washing with a Tushy bidet for a better clean. Go to hellotushy.com/ovaries to get 10% off plus free shipping.
This is a special offer for our listeners, you guys. At hellotushy.com/ovaries, you're going to get 10% off. After you buy and install your Tushy, show it off, you guys. Tag them at Hello Tushy on Instagram. I'm totally going to do that.
I'm doing it.
I'm totally going to tag them.
I got the hot cold one. I'm gonna do it.
You got a hot one?
I did.
I want to get the hot one.
Yeah. Jealous?
I am.
Let me also just say, I had a really kind of impersonal and I had a hard time communicating with the doctor's office. Like, I just felt like everything was impersonal. Scarlett couldn't even go to the transfer. She couldn't go
because
to anything
of COVID,
because of
right?
COVID. And it became a very sterile, like, crappy process. And I was feeling so negative about it. Mm-hmm. Long story short, the transfer didn't take. And I will tell you, I'm super relieved because everything about it, my gut was like, no, 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 no. And we decided to switch doctors, which I completely was against because I was diehard about my doctor. I was diehard about the clinic. I was diehard about everything. But our friends kept getting babies from this one doctor, like five friends, literally five. Mm-hmm. And finally, it was a week of trying to get in touch with my doctor, a week, calling, messaging, nothing. And I said to Scarlett, I was like, I'm done. I'm done.
Yeah.
I'm done. Mm-hmm.
Goes back to your instinct. What you were saying, Nikki, what we say regularly is you've got to listen to your instincts and what's right for you.
I was very, very, my instinct was stay, stay, stay. And then Scarlett was just, you know, in a way, because Scarlett wasn't involved in the freezing. She had no loyalty to this other place. Right. Mm-hmm, and I think there's something about starting fresh with her buy-in at a place that actually was really important.
Right.
And so we started fresh at this place. I mean, recently, guys, 3 months, 3 weeks ago, 3 weeks ago.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And we did a call with her and I found out that like Scarlett could come in for the transfer. Scarlett, tomorrow I go in for a mock ERA, you know, a mock cycle.
Oh, a mock cycle?
I don't
cycle.
Even know
what, you know what a mock cycle is?
No.
Whoa, this is so important.
What is a mock cycle? What is this?
I've never heard this.
To me?
I am actually shocked. Okay, this is very important for people to know. So this was proposed to me at the other place, and I said no, once again, because it's not covered. But so a mock cycle is when they do everything as if they're going to get you pregnant, right? So for me, in my case, they do every single thing, medication, every single piece of protocol, okay, mm-hmm. until they transfer the embryo. But instead of transferring the embryo, it's called a mock cycle because they go in and instead of putting the embryo in, they biopsy my uterus and find out what is the best day. Isn't this crazy?
What?
The best day for implantation.
Whoa.
So let me just be clear about this. I said no the first time, okay? Because I have to pay for medication and I have to pay for the procedure. And we all know this is not cheap. I said no. But then when I switched to this new place, which, by the way, I don't want to say it's a mill, but it's absolutely a very big practice. It's a mm-hmm. very big practice, mm-hmm. but it's the personalness of it is awesome. So for mm-hmm. me, it doesn't matter. Yeah. I'm kind of mm-hmm. used to the bigness here. Being in LA, I feel like the yeah. practices are probably big because everyone's like wanting to
everyone's doing
do their
IVF.
Fertility. But so when she said do this, I said, you know, like she said jump, I said how high. So I've been on progesterone suppositories mm-hmm. in my vagina.
Mm-hmm. I hate those.
But I prefer them to shooting my butt up. So she took me off all shots. This is like night and day. I was shooting wow. my stomach up for weeks. Then I was shooting two shots in my tush and doing three things in my vagina. So this is just my vagina. Ugh. And let's just say vagina a lot.
And drinking game. Vagina.
That's what I'm doing. Pubes. So tomorrow morning I go in and I get a biopsy of my uterus. And apparently it's very uncomfortable for about a minute.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. But they know exactly, oh, it's not day 7 we implant. It's day 6. Oh, it's almost that's like huge. A dress rehearsal.
And as a performer, you very much appreciate that dress rehearsal. Oh, you really need a dress rehearsal.
Really do.
You really
it's,
do.
It's tech.
And no baby in the tech.
You need the
no
tech.
No baby in the tech means you get the baby after.
Right.
Everybody knows a bad tech means a good show.
Means a good show. And so I go, that's what I'm doing tomorrow. I'm a little nervous because I don't like pain. But I feel so grateful because it's called a mock cycle or an ERA. And I don't know what ERA stands for. But this is really important for people to know.
That is important. I don't feel like I was ever offered this.
And I wonder if it's new.
I really think that that could have helped me save 2 years. I don't know. I'm making that up out of my ass. But I feel like that might have helped. I don't know.
Two of our good friends who use this doctor who literally have had babies in the last 6 months, I asked them both, I'm like, oh, did you do the mock cycle, the ERA? And they both did it. And they both got babies the first time.
Holy shit.
Can you approximate the cost of the mock cycle? Or I know it's specific to like your insurance, but I'm just curious.
It's specific to my insurance. So this medicine only cost me $150. And that's just
you have great insurance. Okay.
I have great insurance. But I've met my deductible, which was really high. But because this is like at the end of the year, right? So if it wasn't, I don't know what it would be. A couple of grand? $2,000 or $3,000? Yeah. Plus I want to say.
Right.
To be honest, I don't know. I feel like at the last place, it was like a couple of grand. But I honestly don't remember.
It makes sense. You're not paying for the lab work or the embryo transfer. You're just paying for them to go in and do the biopsy, really. And then
and
like
the
monitoring and the meds.
Yeah. And then, you know, of course, this means then that you have to pay them for the meds again, right? Because like you're doing two cycles. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. But it's definitely ask your doctor about a mock cycle for sure.
Ask your doctor.
Also, your other advice about like if you're in a financial situation, ask for help with the meds like you did.
100%. I don't know if they still offer it, but I feel like with COVID, I'd be shocked if some pharmaceutical company didn't offer something. So if you don't know, ask your doctor about the name of the options. What are the different pharmaceutical companies that give you the same drugs? Reach out to those places, and I'm sure they have financial assistance in some
great
way.
Tip. That is a great tip.
Yeah. Okay, so you're going in tomorrow for your mock cycle.
Yeah, I'm going in to mock it up.
Super exciting.
This is like a years-long journey, but it's not like sometimes a heartbreaking one. You know, it's like sometimes when we hear people who've been going on these journeys for a while, it's like they've lost faith or hope or like you did it to give yourself more time. And now you're, you know, at a different place. And it's, I mean, it's exciting. It's happening. That's what I'm saying.
And we'll see, right? Like we'll see what happens, you know, and I could see, believe me, I see the heartbreaking stuff too. Because even after that first cycle, you know, my wife was really upset because, you know, it's a lot. And by the way, I was a lot on all, I was on so much medication.
I wonder if that's when Scarlett decided not to carry.
No, she never wanted to.
I'm just kidding.
She never wanted to. But I do think also, like, it's really important to her. She's always wanted to adopt. Always. Mm. And I've obviously come with the embryos. So, you know, if we do a second, which to be honest, I don't want to. I'm happy with one. I think she'd want to adopt as the second.
Mm.
If we even did that. I have a lot of fear and doubt in my life in general, you know, like, I deal with that a lot.
By the way, welcome to parenting. Welcome to parenting.
God.
I 4 to 6 a.m. is now my anxiety time where all I do is like have dreams of bad things happening to my children.
Are you serious?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
I have to come back and get you guys' advice on all this because.
Well, don't get our advice. We stink.
But you don't
get like good people.
You're experts. You're experts.
I literally dragged my screaming 3-year-old off the public bus today because he wanted to stay on. It was not a good scene. It wasn't good. I didn't handle it right. I know I didn't. And everybody on that bus was like, dude, that mom is fucked up.
Is it worth it, guys?
Yes.
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 Yeah, we complain all the time, but yes, 100%.
It changes you in ways that I think are indescribable. It expands your heart for love in a way that is, I mean, like you will love these people in all the good ways and all the bad ways like you will never believe you could. Mm. It's the hardest fucking thing you'll ever
it's
do.
It's really hard.
The hardest, and it'll be so much harder than you ever, ever thought.
It seems so hard.
Yeah.
We just had a really cool email from somebody who listened to our podcast all the way through when they were trying. And then when we were on hiatus, went back and re-listened and then heard all the mother stuff. And they said, oh my God, now I'm hearing all the parenting stuff you guys talk about. Because I think so many people when they listen are just hearing
the fertility. Like,
oh, I do. Oh, mock cycle.
You're listening to what you're listening for and you're hearing what you're listening for.
I want to tell you, I'm so grateful to your podcast. I love it. I see this great queer woman therapist. And, you know, we talked yesterday and it's like, yeah, as queer people, we have such a different experience, right? Like it's just, there's just things that are just so endemic to what we go through that are just not the same if it's a straight couple or a straight person.
Yep.
Like at all. And I just think it's really important that you guys have created this space for people to hear about all these little things and know that they're not alone in going through it. So I'm very grateful. Thank you for doing this awesome, awesome show.
Well
we're grateful to you.
Yes.
You and your awesome show.
Can I call out that it's a podcast now too?
Yes.
It's a yes. So, and it's a really good podcast.
To be honest, we were figuring the podcast out way before the pandemic, but yeah, John Cryer from 2.5 Men and Ducky, his company produces it. And now we get to do Don't Tell My Mother as a podcast. And it's like, now it's celebrities telling true stories they don't want their moms to know. And then we call their moms, which is so cool because we could never have done that for the live show, right? Yeah. Like you could never, you know, nobody's mom lives here. Like you can't, I don't know. We've just had like the funniest stories from, yeah, like just so many wonderful people that I've, Constance Zimmer is one of my favorite episodes, if you guys know her from
I have to listen to
Unreal. Oh my God. And I'm so excited to have you guys on.
I know. And
very
speaking
soon.
Of
celebrities and us. On.
Yeah. You're celebrities.
Can you tell
for
people
sure.
where they can get the podcast and all the for socials sure. to follow it and all that?
Absolutely. So you can listen to Don't Tell My Mother everywhere. So Apple, Spotify, Castbox. It's called Don't Tell My Mother with Nikki Levy. New episodes drop every Tuesday.
And your mom co-hosts with you.
Sometimes.
She comes in.
My own mother jumps on.
And your mother's amazing and I love your mom. And oh it's really fun. It's a really fun listen.
She's a trip. You can follow us on Instagram at Don't Tell My Mother. And then follow me at Nikki Levy, NIKKILEVY. And I'm going to say some episodes that I'm really excited about that are coming down the pike. Constance Zimmer, honestly, like love. Jeffrey Boyer Chapman, who's coming out in Disney Plus's new Doogie Howser reboot. His episode's dropping in like a couple of weeks. I love it. Eureka O'Hara from Drag Race. I mean, just like
amazing.
Margaret Cho did it and was awesome. Oh my God, I love that
Margaret
one. And it's about people who are othered in some way, right? Mm-hmm. Like this is not like the stories of like the cis white actors or comics that you hear about all the time. Like these are people who for whatever reason are on the margins and, you know, tell a story from the outside. And those are the stories, just like what you guys do. Those are the stories that I really love.
We need these stories. All of these stories need to be out in the world.
I agree.
Well, thank you so much.
And we wish you all the luck in the world with your mom.
I'll keep you posted.
And then the real one.
Yes.
Real one. The one.
The real one.
The one. Oh, Nikki.
Woo!
Nikki,
she's
Nikki,
got
Nikki.
So much personality.
Every time we talk to Nikki, because now we're like best friends with Nikki. Every time we talk to Nikki,
it's like a 2-hour conversation.
We can't stop. We're just talking and talking and talking and talking. It's like friends.
And then she's like, hold on, I've got an appointment. I'm getting my car. She's like, do you mind? We'll just continue from the car. We're like, okay, Nikki.
No problem. Let's keep this conversation going. Like we don't have anything to get done. We don't want to get it done because we want to hang out with Nikki. But anyway, okay.
Oh my gosh, she's the best.
She's great. And we wish her all the best on this journey.
I can't wait to hear more.
I know.
Okay. All right, folks, go out and get our book if you feel like it. worst salespeople ever, Jamie. If you want, if you don't bother.
Reading a book.
I mean, if you like books, no, it's called If These Ovaries Could Talk, The Things We've Learned About Making an LGBTQ Family, and it is available at all major retailers. And if you want to buy locally, which I support that, check IndieBound. They'll tell you where you can get it. Or you can order it at your library, whatever. Get the audiobook if you want to listen to us read it to you, and that's available at Amazon and iTunes. Mm-hmm. You know, and if you get it while we have you there, just rate and review it on Amazon and Goodreads. Jamie, that was so much we asked.
All the things. All the things. Okay, but here's something fun you can do. I mean, not that stuff's not all fun, but our next live stream is this Thursday, 10/28 at 4 p.m. Eastern time. And it's me and Robin, and we're just going to be basically shooting the shit, for lack of a better word. We're going to be talking LGBTQ topics, current affairs, you know, all the stuff, and anything that's happening in our lives at the moment, which there's always something.
Bring your comments and your questions. And if you miss it live, don't forget you can watch it on YouTube, on our YouTube page later.
We're there. We're always there.
We're everywhere for you.
Let's keep the conversation going, our friends. You can join us on the social. Ovaries Talk on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. If These Ovaries Could Talk on YouTube. And you can also support the podcast and join our community on Patreon at patreon.com/ovariestalk. And that's where you're going to get that bonus content. Oh, and one more thing. If you are a TikTok person, head on over to TikTok at ovariestalk3 and follow us there. So we can actually get some followers.
Join our new Patreon member, Steph Kraus. Steph.
Okay.
All right. Thank you to our sponsor, Modern Fertility, Tushy, and KiwiCo. And a huge thank you to everyone who's already a Patreon. You guys are helping us make this content, and we couldn't do it without you.
We thank you. All right. That's enough of us.
That's enough of us, Jamie. Eggs, ovaries. Get out, you two.
Out.
Robin, out.
Get out.
If these ovaries could talk, they would say, eggs, ovaries, out.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.